Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Right, okay, let's talk about the professional career then. And I do so with a heavy heart because I know what's coming. You obviously didn't. You caught the eye of a lot of people. You're the poster boy, you know, of boxing and Subway adverts and all sorts. Obviously, you did Strictly Come Dancing and a bit of a heartthrob. I mean, we'll talk about the individual injuries as well, but let's talk about that blow in 2016. Is it as simple as one punch fractured your eye socket and that was it? I mean, because I know that the papers probably sensationalized it to an extent. Was it as simple as that?
Not at all. The opposite. I would honestly, Natalie, love nothing more now to tell the whole world everything, and I can't because I will get in trouble legally. I mentioned how cruel this is, the most cruelest thing in the world. A misdiagnosis led to me boxing that night. Never should have been anywhere near a boxing ring. Never, and this can all be backed up, and this can everything like my story sounds unbelievable because it sounds unbelievable. Like I'll tell people sometimes, and they'll go, "Yeah, go on in." And I'm like, everything can be backed up and proved with medical reports and records and stuff. And essentially, I've got to be very, very careful now with what I say because I can't get myself in trouble. I fractured my eye socket in a sparring session. I have no idea when. I fractured my eye socket at some point. At some point in my life, I fractured my orbital bone there, in my left eye. I don't know when, I don't know where. Normally, when you fracture your eye socket, it blows up big and it's an obvious fracture. With mine, it happened over a long period of time. And one punch one day just kind of set it off and finished it off. I have no idea when that was. I started getting double vision and blurry vision. My left eye wasn't moving properly. Went to a very famous hospital, an eye hospital, and they told me to carry on boxing because this fracture's been there for at least 2 years. Because they checked and as a boxer, you get head scan done every year to make sure your brain is not getting like deformed, obviously, with all the punches. And I saw this MRI scan, which is, I'm getting too passionate, but calm down. Yep. Basically, they checked the scan I had in 2014. The fracture was there in my eye. They said to me, this fracture's been there for at least 2 years. So this fracture, we can't do anything to it because it's already healed. It's been there for 2 years. So you might as well carry on boxing because it's not going to get any worse. And I'm the most resolute, hard-headed, determined person in the world. And she said to me, if a top ophthalmologist says to me that your eye's not going to get any worse, that's good enough for me, I'm going to box. The worst information I ever could have been given. I boxed 3 weeks later. Before the fight, I had one fracture in my eye socket. After the fight, I had 8 fractures in my eye socket. Also going, just exploded. And then what the eye socket, the main job of the eye socket is to protect the eyeball and the soft tissues around it. Now, if it's fractured and shattered, it's not doing it. So every time I was getting punched in the eye, my eye was getting damaged, the nerve was getting damaged, the muscles were getting damaged. And, I was determined to carry on fighting. It already happened from the very beginning.
Any idea how long ago the initial injury was then?
So they said to me the fracture was in 2014, which was there. But they said that off an MRI scan, if you break your bone, if you break your ankle, you get a CT scan. CT scan, they test, they check bones. MRIs test like soft tissues and ligaments and tendons. So they can't really diagnose something off an MRI scan. And it wasn't their job to diagnose it because they shouldn't have, that was a big British Boxing Board of Control brain scan. And they're going off that. So they shouldn't have done that. And I'm not saying I wasn't a fracture there, but as I've been in a boxing my entire life, 18 years I was a boxer for, footballer before that, swimmer before that. I'll have fractures in my body everywhere. Like, because that's what you do as an athlete. You get on the thing, you get on the stuff, and you only stop when it stops you. So I'll have fractures everywhere. I maybe had a small fracture in my eye socket back then. It wasn't a problem. I took a punch and I was in sparring. When my eye started getting iffy, like August, September 2016, when I went to this hospital, they should have tested me for as I was then and maybe put me back a week later to see if it got any worse, rather than going off a scan 2 years ago. And then, as I know now, any eye problem, you know, and there could be, and I didn't have to fight. I could have fought 4 months later. I didn't have to fight that night. It wasn't like a £10 million fight. I had to take it. It was a small fight. It wasn't a big deal. I could have had that fight that was in October. I could have fought in March. But they said, oh, no, it's not going to get any worse. Carry on boxing. Now, what I know now, when you're paying £500 for a half an hour appointment, a top doctor in central London, you expect to be told the right privately, you expect the right advice, you know. Unfortunately, I said to me, carry on boxing, and I should have been anywhere near a boxing ring. So maybe I had an eye fracture like back in 2014, maybe. I can't read scans, I don't know. But there was a punch recently which set the eye off badly. And I maybe had a small fracture in there, but that last punch like tipped it over the edge. Mm. And the frustrating thing was, orbital fractures are so easy to treat. They're so easy to treat. And had I had my eye socket fixed then, I'd have carried on boxing, not a problem. But what killed me, two things, was my career, was the constant blows in the fight to an unprotected eye because the socket wasn't doing its job. And then after that, I had a surgery, which is very, very questionable. I shouldn't have really had that surgery because they operated on my eye. They operated on my eye without testing me after the fight, which is unforgivable. And I ended up, and had the right thing been done then, I'd been back months later. But the wrong thing was done. I then had an injection in my eye, which further damaged the nerve. I ended up having 9 surgeries on my eye over the course of 3 years to keep my boxing dream alive. I spent £100,000. And, you know, if you're on any Joshua money and you're a multimillionaire, 100 grand's not a lot. But my level where I was at, that was everything I'd ever saved from boxing. So all the 18 years of boxing, the 18 years of being a professional athlete, an elite athlete, I was very sensible with my money. We had nothing growing up, as I mentioned earlier. So when I earned money, I put it away. I wasn't flash, didn't have anything that nice. I always thought, when I'm a world champ, now I can treat myself. But my journey there is, I'm on a journey. And so I had all the money. I remortgaged my house. I sold my half-decent car. And all for surgery that didn't even work in the end to keep my dream alive. And it was very difficult. And, even talking about it now, a few years on, I still got upset because, you know, I should have been there. And again, the shoulda, woulda, coulda, like, I should have been there. And I'm not even, again, like I said earlier about the Joshua and Campbell and Nicola Adams, Callum Smith, really, really, really good boxer. Top boxer. He was, up until a few weeks ago, the number one middleweight, super middleweight in the world. Earned millions of pounds, had all the belts, Ring Magazine belt. He was brilliant. On the Great Britain squad, he was my reserve boxer. He was my number two by like a considerable distance. It wasn't even who do we send? Ogogua Smith. I went injured to competitions rather than sending him. That much better than him. And he's really, really good. And he's obviously got much better, but I'd have got much better also. And I should have been having those belts around my waist and the world champion. And I should have been the best middleweight we ever had in Britain, like I wanted to be. And unfortunately, no, I wasn't. And I got to sit and watch people live out my dream whilst my eyes are buggered. you know, and I'm basically blind in my left eye. You see, my eye is obviously very droopy, you can see, that's because the nerve is damaged. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I could sit here and play the violin till the cows come home, but as I mentioned earlier, like, feeling sorry for oneself doesn't get you anything, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I do get that, and that is admirable, but there is righteous anger, and, you know, it feels like you're pretty entitled to be pissed off with, you know, share of bad luck, so negligence potentially, you know.
Yeah. This is what I must be very, very careful about. I'm just stating facts, so I shouldn't really get in trouble for this, but my career was ended, not because of a very questionable piece of advice. And I had the top medical negligence law firm in the country take my case on, no win, no fee, because my case was so, like, looking at my, everything I've said is God's honest truth. And it's worse. I can't say the worst stuff, and I can't name names because I'll get in trouble. But, like, when my case was cast on, I was going to sue. I could have carried on. Now, this is, like, you know, layman's terms. I could have retired from, I could have sued, quit boxing, sued for loads of money, and ended my career. Or I could have carried on boxing, had one fight, lost the XMR, was bad, and sued for way less money because it didn't end my career. I came back. And I'd have I'd have done a second one. I just wanted to box. I come from no money. I wanted to box for the glory and the prestige and for my name to go down in history. The money could come and go. As it turned out, I had to retire after 3 years, 9 surgeries, every penny ever spent. And in those 3 years, I drove from my house in Essex to West London, Hammersmith, every day to train. I was training like I was fighting for the world title, because that's how much it means to me. And I always thought I was going to get back. And unfortunately, obviously I didn't. But after 3 years of going through that, I had to retire. I sparred one day at the gym, and I sparred this guy who was very, very limited. And then 1 minute he was there, next minute he was there, and he'd whacked me. I didn't see it. And I thought, I'm such a positive person. Or maybe I can train that. And I did everything, every surgery, when people say they did everything, I did everything. Like, nobody could say, oh, what about this? No, I didn't do it. Everything. Every vision therapy course you could do, on top of the 9 surgeries. And then the next day, because the nerve was damaged, I got whacked in the eye. The next day, my eye was totally shut. And then not just the eye shut, because the nerve is damaged, left eye moves much slower. So when I'm looking at something, you can be here and then there, and I don't see you move. And you can whack me, and I don't see you hit me. And it's the punches that you get that you don't see. They're the ones that like cause damage. And boxing's not a sport. If you're a sprinter and you lose a little bit of speed, then rather than running like 9.9, you might run 10.1. Rather than coming first, you might come third or fourth. Might come sixth. But in boxing, when you lose that small, and I lost way more than small, but when you lose a small percentage, you lose and you get hit hard and you get damaged and you physically take pain and damage, you know, and it's dangerous. And but the hardest thing for me was, it was quite obvious that the wrong thing was done, and I ended up trying to sue for end of my career. And I didn't win because the boys club got together and they wouldn't go against, even though I had 4 surgeries in America. If you could get foreign ophthalmologists to come over and comment on what was done, I could go to any ophthalmologist in the world and they'd say, well, that was the wrong thing. I've had people say to me, appointment, I've seen doctors in America and around the world, in India, I've had scrubs to people in India, in Japan. And one man in particular, his doctor said to me, what you need, young man, is a time machine, because as soon as they did that to you, your career was done. So, like, pretty much, like, cut and dry. If a foreign person could comment on what happened and didn't know the doctors involved, then they'd have said, yeah, wrong thing. And I'd have been awarded a large sum of money to set me up for the rest of my life. But because it was... got to be all under the same jurisdiction. They didn't want to go against, you know, their colleagues and friends, and my case was over. It's as hard as it and as unfair as it was. But you know, I learned a long time ago, life is very, very unfair sometimes. And you know, I am a very positive person, and if I dwell on it, I will get pissed off and I will get very angry. However, I mean, that's so rubbish, and as rubbish that is, and I didn't get to fulfill my talent and my ability. I think, like, my best mate died last year of cancer, and he was 30 years old. I mean, that's shit. You know, his mum, his sister lost their son and brother. That's proper shit. At least I'm still alive. At least I can see in my right eye, you know. At least I can still go and have a crack at something else and try to make that money back elsewhere and have fun elsewhere. And, you know, whereas, you know, loads of people out there, you know, some kids get born with cancer. That's just not fair. That's really not fair. So I tried to have that outlook on, like, and listen to your podcast earlier, actually, with Mark Pollock. Mark Pollock?
Yeah.
And he, you know, and you'll know much better than me, but was born basically blind. Then, like, in his life, he fell out of a window and became paralyzed on the waist down. There's a blind man out there. He's a very talented athlete beforehand. A blind man out there, and he can't walk. That's proper shit, you know. So at least I can wake up every day and I can go for a jog and I can see. So in the grand scheme of things, my mum's alive and I've got a great family and I've got an amazing wife. And really, in life, I'm winning. I'm doing well. It would have been nice to have a gold medal or a world title. But you know what? It is what it is. And it gives me that extra desire to go out there and do something else in my life.
Thanks so much for listening to In The Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.